Coming up on All Access.
Let's go!
Cousins throws on a slant toward Garcon, off his shoulder pass, green toward Logan Ryan.
That's a damn good job as a team.
All right.
But how do we feel, though? They didn't know start.
Just to have Tom Brady, just to have that name in the locker room, and then you able to go ask some questions, and you know, and he gives you a truthful answer. I mean, that's what makes great teams.
You know, this is really the Giants. They take the ball away. They lead the league in forced fumbles. They lead the league in recovered fumbles. They lead the league in interceptions. They lead the league in turnover differential. So they just kill you on these plays.
My block, that's where I grew up at. 1700 block of Andrews, Hollywood Apartments. Growing up, it was tough here. But we never let that get to us, but we always let it motivate us.
And look at them go. The Patriots grind out another win to stay unbeaten, but the cost of victory is getting expensive. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. New England is now one of three undefeated teams across the National Football League. The road to remaining unbeaten gets even harder. A trip to MetLife Stadium is on tap to take on the New York Football Giants, a team that has famously knocked New England from the undefeated ranks before. Plus, it's a team that the Patriots haven't beaten in a game that matters since the end of the 2007 regular season. And injuries are beginning to take their toll. We'll discuss the Patriots' plight. But as we kick off, we look back at the sights and sounds of the win over Washington.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's go! It's not with y'all, boys!
Right on three! One, two, three!
Dominate!
First, we're gonna stop the run, and then we're gonna have some fun!
He takes the shot, comes down, he looks left, he throws it for Julian, catch at the six, a stutter step at the five, diving to the pylon, reaching for a touchdown, Patriots!
Hey, you guys be ready to go back, we might kick that off for kick, okay?
An onside kick attempt by Gostkowski, bounce toward a Redskin who miscounted it, he did it! Middle for Edelman has the catch across the 30. He is spun down. The ball comes free, however, and Blackman will help make the tackle. Recovers for Washington. Cousins throws on a slant toward Garcon. Off the shoulder pass. Green toward Logan Ryan. For the interception. Runs it right back to 35. Inside the 30.
Hey, you got lucky right there.
I'm talking about the intermediate play action game on early downs. I mean, that's what it's going to be. All right.
Cousins dropping back under pressure. He'll be sacked. Another for Chandler Jones.
Nice series right there.
So look, I mean, if we get those guys and we can just get them back inside and tie them up, just take it to the edge. I mean, a corner 6 yards deep.
Yep. Got to keep hammering the ball. And we can't make 6 inches on a run play. We got to get it to the outside and we got to get 7-8 yards a clip, okay?
Hand off of Brady, hops to the right, gets outside to the 25, slowed up, and then lowers the shoulders and drives forward. Puts it up at that, puts up the 40, and a shoestring tackle by Deshaun Goldson.
I think you're doing a great job of trying to get back north, but sooner or later you need to do what? Especially when you got the ball in the right hand. Stiff hand his ass and take it. See what I'm saying? Give yourself a shot for a big play.
Tom takes the step, back pedals in the pocket, lobs a throw, right side for Bullock, in the end zone, touchdown Patriots!
Let it go, BB!
BB!
What's up, Tom? Good job,
BB!
Good job, Bull!
Way to run it, man. Nice going, buddy.
Domination once more at Gillette.
What's up, big guy?
Yeah.
Hard, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to grind it out. That's the way to grind it out. You got to do that sometimes. Good job. We got a lot of guys step up today. A lot of guys step up and, you know, take some spots when we needed them. So that's everybody being ready to go, playing as a team. We talked about that in the meeting room all week. Everybody being ready to step up and take care of their responsibility wherever or whenever it's needed. That's a damn good job as a team. All right. Okay, staying in that NFC East here. So we got another big one this week. Be a tough team. Team get ready for a team we don't know very well. Okay, congratulations. That's a good job. All right.
Man, we stick together, man. One game at a time, fellas. One game at a time.
But how do we feel? Whoa. About that 8-0 start.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me again. And it's a tough grind-out win for your football team this past Sunday against Washington.
Yeah, it was. Fortunately, we were able to get off to a good start. We had a great first drive. And then, you know, with the turnovers, the onside kick, whatever, we had the ball out in the first quarter, had some good opportunities. And we were able to play the game from ahead. And that certainly helped us. You know, the running game was productive and had some turnovers on defense. And we were able to, you know, for the most part, keep them off the scoreboard, you know, 3 points there till the end of the game. So, you know, it was a good overall team victory. A lot of guys stepped up. We had some players that didn't play in the game, lost a couple guys during the game, but we had good, you know, good contributions from a lot of different people that maybe weren't normally in those roles.
When you put a guy on injured reserve, a lot of fans want to know, like, what's the process you go through? Okay, we understand, okay, he's designated for IR. Do you then meet with Nick and then there's a whole different set of circumstances, because everybody thinks, okay, running back's on injured reserve, you need to get a running back in. That's not the case, is it?
You know, if we have that roster spot available, like on an IR move, then between myself, the staff, Nick, and his staff, we look at our options of, you know, how to fill that spot. Maybe it's a player we have, maybe it's a player we don't have, maybe it's a combination of players that we want to look at, maybe on the practice squad, and then make a determination as to which one would be the best and most helpful guy to add to the roster. So it's really a combination of things that go into that process.
And here you are, you know, 9-10 weeks into the season. You know, this is the reason you signed certain guys during the offseason, the team building process, though not that you could always forecast, you know, what the situation's going to be, but it's kind of this point of year where you got to believe in these are the guys we got, this is who we drafted, this is why we signed guys to build the team this way.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the players that are with you, you know, have an important role in that, whether they're maybe they weren't active or maybe they're on the practice squad, but they have an important role. There are some circumstances where you just don't have that player or the player that you need available in that group and in your depth. And so you have to go outside to get it. So it can be a combination of those things. But the players that you have on your team that don't play, whether they're inactive or practice squad, they're probably the most important people in that conversation. But, again, depending on the situation of the guy, there could be other influences too.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach will be back later in the show to talk about the New York Giants. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Can running back Brandon Bolden help pick up the slack on offense?
Everybody's going to hold you up to that standard. You got to keep it going. We don't want to skip a beat just because one man goes down.
And later, Patriots receiver Brandon LaFell takes us back to the hard scrabble streets where he grew up.
I done seen dudes get robbed out here. I done seen it all out here. But man, no matter what happened out here, we back here every Sunday.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. For the second straight week, the Patriots play an NFC East opponent. And as Dan Roach tells us, New England is digging deep into their roster for healthy bodies.
You
New England is now 8-0.
Despite a win that moved the Patriots to a perfect 8-0, there's some concern from Patriots fans when it comes to injuries.
And Lewis is still on the turf.
That does not look good.
One of the Pats' most productive offensive players went down for the season Sunday when Deion Lewis tore up his knee. Lewis was the team's second leading rusher and third leading receiver while notching 4 touchdowns.
He meant a lot. Like I said, he's given us great performances each and every week. He's a dependable guy, great guy to be around. So, I mean, he'll still be here with us, and we'll be thinking about him.
As for replacing Lewis, it will most likely take a group effort from the Pats' offense.
Somebody has to pick up the slack. Like I said, he's been producing very well for us. So, I mean, whether it's me, whether it's Brandon, whether it's LG, I mean, we have to step in and do whatever we can to help this team.
Another issue for the Pats, the banged-up offensive line. As we've watched veterans Nate Solder and Ryan Wendell go down with season-ending injuries, while others have been banged up, causing a lot of mixing and matching in front of Tom Brady.
I'd say we learned a lot last week in the second half of the game about kind of where we're at as an offense, and you got to figure out what to do when you're under fire, and that's part of the challenging thing about football, and I'm glad we came out of it ahead.
Next up for the Patriots, the 5-4 Giants, another NFC opponent, but one that will always remain familiar to the Pats as long as Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning are at the helm, as a couple of Super Bowl losses are always brought up during this week.
We've always had very, very close games against them, even when we won. Just haven't won them, as many of them as I would have liked to have won.
Now, a win Sunday would mean Bill Belichick would be leading his Patriots to a 15th consecutive winning season. Think about that, 15 straight winning seasons. The closest in NFL history to matching that record? How about Tom Landry and his old Dallas Cowboys? They did it 10 times. Nobody else is close. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot running back Brandon Bolden, and you caught your first touchdown pass.
Yes, I did. Yes,
last week. And what was that like for you? I mean, this is your fourth year in the NFL.
It was a tremendous moment for me, just because my family behind me. And then one thing I didn't notice, I kind of talked to some of my teammates today, it was like guys like Chandler Jones, LeGarrette Blount, like those guys who weren't on the field at that time came out to actually like share that moment with me. So for me, it was a great deal. My wife and my son was there, so it was all good.
To keep the ball?
I kept the ball. The ball's still mine. Yes, I still got it. It never came out of my hand from the time I caught it.
Good for you. Good for you. I mentioned this is your fourth year. And let's go back to your first year. What has changed since you got here until now for you?
For me, I'd say a more mature player. You come in, still wet behind the ears. You don't know everything, but being with this team and this system as long as I have, I've kind of seen it, I've done it, I'm able to help out the younger guys who come in. So I know what's kind of expected now, even more so than when I came in my rookie year.
So you grow up here?
Oh, yeah, I grew up here. A great deal.
When your teammate goes down, and I know the running backs, is it a tight-knit group? I should ask you that first.
Oh, yeah. It's a seldom time you catch one of us by ourselves at any point in the building when we were at work. It's like a band of brothers. I mean, tremendous love and respect for all those guys, everybody who's been here. And, I mean, just this group we have this year is just so special. And to see a guy like Deion go down, I mean, it tugs at your heart a little bit because you work so hard with him from the offseason till now. And, it's a tough situation.
So when that happens, how do you look at the situation? Next man up? Is it a challenge for you? Do you look at it as a challenge?
I do. And I mean, that's the way you have to do it. I mean, that's how you do everything here. Everything is a challenge. And that's what kind of pushes us, not only to yourself, but for your teammates. I mean, everybody's going to hold you up to that standard. You got to keep it going. You don't want to skip a beat just because one man goes down.
Last week in the postgame show, Tom Brady went on and on about you and how much he likes you. Talk about your relationship with Brady and how you've earned his trust over the years.
That part of their growing up, I say Tom has played a big factor in that. He's kind of been that big brother I can lean on if I need to talk to somebody, especially when it comes down to football. I mean, guy's been doing it forever. He's played with multiple backs, and he's seen a lot of things. And so, like, guys like that, you do want to go in and pick their brain and see what they're thinking. And there's a few times me and Tom, we're seeing eye to eye. We think the same thing, and I still got a lot of growing up to do because we don't see eye to eye on everything. So, it's just to have Tom Brady, just to have that name in the locker room, and then you able to go ask him questions and lean on him, and he gives you a truthful answer. I mean, that's what makes great teams.
Brandon Bolden, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
The University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And we're only moments away from the kickoff and the start of Super Bowl 42. It's 18-0 and one more to go for the Patriots.
Touchdown! Randy Moss!
Back to throw. The rush.
Going to be hit. Going to be sacked. No, he got out of it. Now he fires downfield. And it is caught.
He's looking for Burris in the end zone. He's wide open. Touchdown.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me now. We talk about the New York Giants. Obviously, each team is different year to year. Your team adjusts year to year. But there's one constant on your team. You're the head coach. You got a pretty good quarterback that's been doing it for a while. You look at the Giants and struggles against them in the past. There's Tom Coughlin. There's Eli Manning. It's kind of the same dynamic you have going on here. Fair to say?
Yes, it is. That's been consistent. But, you know, the Giants have a lot of new players. I think over half their team is new to their roster from 2014. We have a lot of new players and a lot of things have changed, so I'm not sure that the previous games really have much bearing on what's going to happen on Sunday. I think mm-hmm. Sunday's game will be determined by the team that prepares the best and plays the best, on Sunday afternoon.
When you talk to your football team and you address them regarding the Giants, when you flip on the tape, what is the one common thing when you see Tom Coughlin-type coach teams? What's the one thing you tell your team?
Well, I think what we see this year is defensively a lot of turnovers. They lead the league in turnovers, so that's been a big part of how they've won. They've also, they've won four games with a significant advantage in time of possession, and the four games they've lost, they haven't had that. So, their ability to possess the ball and score their points, but also turn the ball over and turn those into defensive touchdowns or special teams touchdowns, those are big factors in this game too. So we're going to have to do a good job in all those areas.
Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Tom in Falmouth, and I think I talked to you about this after the game last week. When you have as many injuries as you do, especially across the front, you're shuffling guys, does that all of a sudden shrink your game plan, your protections, and the adjustments that you did make in that second half last week?
Sure. Yeah, I think anytime you lose experienced players at a certain position, then you need to do what your players can do. And if they don't have a lot of experience in doing some of those things, it's hard to feel like you're going to go out there and do them at a very high level, which is what we need to do. We need to perform at a high level no matter what the plays are. So I think that's definitely something you've got to consider. I mean, we just can't go out there and do one thing all day, but we've got to have, some kind of versatility and variety and balance, but we've got to be able to do what we can do, and that may not be everything that an experienced player who's played multiple years in the same system can do. So, sure.
Great answer. Okay, if you want to ask the coach a question like Tom did, you got to follow the team on Twitter @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Bellastrader with the Giants, what are we going to look at?
Those Giants defensive touchdowns.
All right, that's pick sixes and all that stuff. We don't want any of those. All right, Coach, sit tight. Coach will be back later in the show with the Bellastrader. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Patriots players go out of their way to grant wishes for several youngsters. But first, Coach Belichick highlights a giant challenge for his team this week on the Bellastrader.
And this is where they're really dangerous, breaking tackles, running after the catch, making explosive plays.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEAT or visit aceticket.com.
Congratulations to Woburn High School's Rocky Nelson, who's been selected as our High School Coach of the Week. The Tanners beat Wilmington last week 35-6 to give Nelson his 200th win over his illustrious 30-year career. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Woburn High School football program in the name of Coach Rocky Nelson.
Let me get a front on three. 1, 2, 3. Fire!
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Brandon LaFell had a breakout performance in his third week back from injury. 5 catches for over 100 yards in his sixth NFL season. The fact that LaFell even has a productive professional career may surprise you, given where he grew up. We traveled to Texas this summer, just outside of Houston, to find out.
My block, that's where I grew up at. 1700 block of Andrews, Hollywood Apartments. They tore the apartments down when I was in sixth grade. And once they tore them down, we moved. My mom moved out the neighborhood, and I moved into the apartment with my grandma in Allen Parkway Village. Growing up, it was tough here. But we never let that get to us, but we always let it motivate us. I had three older brothers, so we made everything fun. No, we didn't have much, but we had each other. Man, this is the neighborhood park, Wiley Park. This is where I grew up in. I actually stayed a block away, so a lot of times I had to be in before the street lights was on. Cause the park used to be jumping every Thursday, Friday night. Friday, satellite, but the best days are Sunday after church. It was a lot of stuff happening. I done seen fights, plenty of fights on this basketball court, but not as much that you don't much like somebody. You hate to lose, you lost. You lost, and the guy that you lost to is just talking too much trash. You just forget basketball, it's time to fight now. I done seen dudes get shot out here over basketball games. I done seen dudes get robbed out here. I done seen it all out here. But, man, no matter what happened out here, we back here every Sunday.
Boom, boom.
My releases off the line came out this basketball court. Basketball court is not a lot of room already as it is. If you look at the court is kind of small. We still out here playing 4-on-4, 5-on-5. You still got to make moves and get to the hole when it's not that much space. It was like, you know, you think about it, like my grandma, she set me down. And she told me, like, you probably didn't like none of the stuff we did, like, growing up. But she's like, you would never made it and I never did that. And, like, I just sit back and thought about it. I was like, she right. And just, man, in high school, she was strict. Like, curfew? Like, it was 10 o'clock. Like, she really, like, treated me like, and protected me like I was a girl. But she was like you because you was the youngest. You was the baby, and I seen your three older brothers do the wrong thing, and I ain't want you to be the next one. Everybody else we know that was out in these streets running around late at night, they ain't make it.
Hey, make sure you tell them people on documentary what was your favorite Power Ranger, too, man.
Hey, you calmed down, man. You calmed down, man.
You know I know, man. I love you, Joe.
All right, boy, you be easy. Man, as a freshman walking into here, man, you know, I'm from an all-black neighborhood, so coming to a neighborhood where it's one of the richest neighborhoods in Houston, where you got classmates that's freshmen, sophomores driving BMWs, and I'm on the metro on the city bus and hearing about what they were doing for the summer, what they doing at the school. When I'm just hoping I go home and it's a meal to eat. It was a big culture change, but it was guys like Coach Nolan, Chad Buller, Tyrone Green, guys like that made the transition a little easy for me, you know. Yeah, I missed the bus, they came and got me. They came and got me, I missed the bus. I called them at 8 o'clock. Man, where y'all at? Yeah, school. And I just woke up. I thought your bus left at 7:20. Like I said, I just woke up. They're like, all right, man, we going our way. They'll come grab me.
When I first took him home, just seeing where he lived and where he came from, it kind of touched me. You know, it was a kid that, you know, didn't have a whole lot of guidance coming over here. And so we wanted to provide that, you know, give him some stability, some people who he can count on, some people who he can trust.
They're great people, man. These guys, I see these guys every day. I talk to them at least once or twice a week. Even since I left high school, these guys never wanted anything from me. They just wanted me to do right, so the guys that's coming up behind me and the guys that are around me will follow my lead.
Winning their trust is by showing them that, you know, you're there for them. You know, and that you're not just there. You come, you teach your classes, you coach them, and you get in your car and drive, go home. And, you know, because the kids will figure it out after a while. You know, kids, you don't fool kids.
Rag Pro chasing me around, Drew picking me off. Had some days right here.
Brandon, you know, is really a credit to himself. He didn't have the most stable home life or the greatest influences in the neighborhood, and yet he's turned out to be a really, really good person.
From Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, it is Super Bowl 46.
It is called drop. Welker could not hang on. Back to throw. Looks. Comes near side, and it is going to be ruled a catch by Mario Manningham.
If this is a catch, it's a miracle.
Off to Bradshaw to the left, and he races down and in for the touchdown.
He was going to stop.
Yes, and it is batted around, and it is incomplete. Oh, my gosh. It was within an eyelash of being caught for a touchdown.
All right, time now for Turf brought to you by Gillette. Why are we out here? Because we're tough. We're New Englanders.
We can deal with the elements.
We love the elements. New York Giants, talking about a big, tough NFC East team. Yep. They got a pretty good back in Shane Vereen.
Yeah, we know him here. Yeah, so I mean, we saw what he could do when he played for the Patriots. What can he do for the Giants against the Patriots now? So we're talking about outflanking guys, lining up wide, and getting downfield.
I'll be the defender. Now, you look at the Patriots. They played four safeties at times. And what have they done? They've taken number 23, Patrick Chung, walked him down in the box. They put him outside. So talk about outflanking. You be Shane Vereen. You go this way. What am I doing if I'm Chung?
You want to stay inside. You want to stay inside.
I'm making sure I got inside
leverage.
Yeah,
so then if I go up, you got some help there and force him to the sideline.
So you flank him inside, and you got Logan Ryan rolled up, play a little shell cover too. Talk about the chip.
Yeah, and here's what I think they might do, because here's a guy that's dangerous out of the backfield. So you come up. Let's say I'm Volmore, any of the tackles. Who knows who the heck is going to be? So if I'm taking my step back as a tackle, and here comes the edge rush, come on up. Okay, say this is Chandler Jones, or say it's Rob Ninkovich on the other side. If Shane Vereen is back here, as soon as you chip and you see him going wide, take some time and just get him off his spot. Make him. It's all about timing with Manny. It's
one
all
more
about
part you got to worry about too: the screen pass with him. Very good at catching the ball, reading. How do you do that? J.B. Collins, if he plays in this game, and Dante Hightower chasing it down.
The big thing about that is sniffing out and make sure you know down the distance the situation when it's coming.
So I'm the bad Eli Manning. I can't manage games at the end like the first three games.
And I would be the Manning who never shaves. But it doesn't matter.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
Tom Coughlin's Giants have enjoyed success in a limited sample size against New England over the last seven seasons. Sunday, it's a new challenge, and Coughlin's looking forward to it.
It's exciting. I mean, let's face it, they accomplished is the right word, but also remember they are undefeated. And in this day and age, being undefeated at this point of the season is quite an accomplishment in itself. So we know the quality of the team. Excitement is a good word for us.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because it's time for the Belistrator.
Well,
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. This is what you've waited for. The Bellastrator coach rejoins me now. And the New York Giants, a little bit of a West Coast offense look here, fair to say?
They do. They've really, in the last couple of years, they've kind of converted over to that. And, you know, one of the characteristics of that offense is the inside passing game, slant routes, crossing routes, things like that. But this is a good look at the Giants offense. Manning getting the ball out on time, not holding it, not a lot of pressure. You know, Beckham on the slant route, and this is where, you know, where they're really dangerous, breaking tackles, running after the catch, you know, making explosive plays. And, you know, we've seen a lot of that out of the Giants offense through the years from the quarterback and the receivers and a tight end. So, you know, those guys are definitely, a problem. What's been more of a problem this year, though, has been the Giants' ability to score on defense and in the kicking game.
Okay.
So, you know, Dallas came back, tied the game up, and then, you know, Harris breaks the game open here, really gets the, you know, winning play. It's kickoff return. The Giants are big and physical on special teams, so you can see they're getting good movement in there on the wedge and the blocking. Harris gets a seam, and, you know, safeties are late to, you know, late to come in and replace, and it's all over.
With Stevens' leg being such a good weapon for you guys as far as the touchbacks, is this a team that will bring it out if it's, say, 7-8 yards deep in the end zone?
You know, we definitely got to be ready for that. But I think as we get into the latter part of the season here, the second half of the season, the, you know, the cooler temperatures keep the ball from going quite as far. And, of course, when you get the wind, becomes a little more of a factor and you're kicking into the wind, then those are going to get returned. So, you know, there probably will still be some touchbacks, but I don't think as many, we won't see as many in the second half of the season as we saw in the first from either team.
Okay. Punt return.
Yep. Jennings, you know, starting tailback, and, you know, there he is blocking a punt. You know, he's blocked them throughout his career. I think he's got about 9 or 10 through the course of his career, one way or another. So, again, kickoff return for a touchdown, block punt for a safety. You know, they've scored in the kicking game, and they've also scored defensively on interceptions, fumble returns. This is Cromartie out here in cover two coming in to, you know, trap that diagonal route there and, you know, hits the receiver right as the ball gets there, pops up in the air to McBride, and, you know, it's an easy touchdown. So, you know, we've got to do a great job of keeping the ball, not turning it over, not having sloppy plays that, you know, give the Giants the opportunity to, you know, turn those plays into scoring plays. Yeah, well, this is a, you know, a good example right here of, you know, what should be a good play. You know, Beasley runs a nice return route, gets open, breaks a tackle here. Looks like he's, you know, going to pick up 15, 20 yards and gets the ball stripped out. Cromartie scoops it up. Touchdown. So.
Way too easy to give them 7 points, you know, on the road.
But they just keep getting them and keep getting them. And, you know, this is really the Giants. They take the ball away. They lead the league in forced fumbles. They lead the league in recovered fumbles. They lead the league in interceptions. They lead the league in turnover differential. So they, you know, they just kill you on these plays. And, you know, here's Cromartie making another good, you know, play on a not a real well-executed comeback route by Dallas. And, you know, he gets his hands on the ball, and there's another touchdown. So, you know, their ability to score those, what I would call bonus points, really, special teams points, defensive points that, you know, you usually don't count on getting those in the game, but, you know, these guys have gotten them in almost every game.
And teaching point for your receivers to really, you know, fight and really finish the route.
Run good routes.
Right. Okay.
You know, can't be sloppy, can't cut them short, can't round them off, can't, you know, tip them. The quarterback's got to get the ball on time. You know, and here's another, you know, another play where, you know, Merriweather comes in here and, you know, makes the hit. You know, ball flies out. McBride gets it again. Another easy play. So we got to do a great job of preventing those plays and then obviously going out and making them. But, you know, we can't give them easy touchdowns.
All right, Coach, big game this week. Good luck. Go
all
get
right.
them.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, there's your Bellastrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Led by Robert Kraft, the Patriots have been granting wishes for children facing life-threatening diseases for over 16 years.
Say hey!
This past weekend, the Patriots once again teamed up with Make-A-Wish, hosting 11 families from as far as Lisbon, Portugal, to make these wishes a reality.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And I want to start with attrition because it's starting to build up. You look at Deion Lewis, you look at the Patriots offensive line, banged up. What is the state of this football team right now?
Yeah, they are starting to pile up a little bit. And I think it's not necessarily the amount of injuries as much as it is about where they're all coming. It seems to be concentrated on that offensive line. And that's when it can start affecting some of the things you do. Mm-hmm. And I think we saw a little of that in the second half when you have only six offensive linemen really dressed for the game, and then you lose one and you have guys playing out of position. That can affect you. So that's going to be, to me, the offensive line is something to really watch here.
Depth, depth, depth. We hear about it all the time. Hey, you need a quarterback right. to win. You need a left tackle. You need a pass rusher. I think you need depth, and that's what Bill Belichick has done so well over his time with the Patriots is building that depth across the roster. So when Deion Lewis goes out, Brandon Bolden can come in and catch a touchdown pass. When Sebastian Vollmer goes out, you can flip out Brian Stork to a position he's never played in the NFL and still sustain. Yes, it hurts. The attrition hurts. But the Patriots, as well as anyone in the league, find a way to overcome that.
Well, and that's my next question. With more guys going down, let's hope it doesn't happen again this week. But how do they continue to overcome it? You mentioned depth.
Well, I think that that's number one. I think you need to get some of these guys back. And when I'm not necessarily talking about Sebastian Vollmer, because that's a different case. When whenever you're dealing with a head injury, you have to you have the protocol that you have to go through. But I think Marcus Cannon, we've seen him a little bit in the locker room earlier in the week, so hopefully he has a chance to get back out there. It's a toe injury. Yeah, and I'm not doubting it's a significant injury. Anything that keeps an NFL player off the field is significant. But it's a desperate time here for that group, and I think it will start affecting how you play. And again, I think you saw that a little bit in the second half, a lot of three tight ends next to Brian Stork, with that offense. That's not the way the Patriots want to play offense. Right. They need to get some of these guys back.
I'm not really sounding the alarms as much, and usually when they have the run of injuries, I'm one of those that does say, oh, wow, this is tough. This is going to really affect them. But I look at it, guys, and I see Tom Brady still there. I see Rob Gronkowski still there. I see Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola and other players where they can still attack a defense in a lot of different ways. The one point I want to make is with Deion Lewis. When he didn't play in that Jets game, that's a good example to look at for this discussion. How did the Patriots do it differently? That was the first time this season we saw them play 16 snaps without a running back on the field. Four receivers, one tight end. That would normally be Deion Lewis in that package.
Right.
He wasn't there. They find a way to adjust. They just use different personnel to do it.
And the guy that benefited that day was Danny Amendola. And I think you might see his production increase as a result if they're not really happy with James White or they don't think he can replicate too close enough to what Deion Lewis was doing. Mike is right. They'll find a way to adapt. That's the strength of this offense and really the game plan-oriented scheme that they have on both sides of the ball. That's the strength. They can morph to whatever you want them to be.
And one other point to make about this offense, when we talk about scaling it back, mm-hmm. it's 16 years old. They've been running the same system since 2000. There's so much there. So
works.
You're always scaling back in some form
because
there's so much there mm-hmm. to deal with. It's just what you pick and how you go about it.
One name, Beckham. What do they do against Beckham?
Well, I think he's got to be the focal point. I think he's got to be a guy that, I don't know if you agree, Mike, but I think you got to double him. I think whatever combination you want to use, if it's Malcolm Butler, I think you have to have some help there because you can't allow him to control the game.
I do agree, Paul. I think the concept, and Teddy Bruschi had mentioned it earlier in the week, said if you do double him, maybe you don't use your number one corner, Malcolm Butler. Maybe you use Logan Ryan on him, but always have the safety help over the top.
Prediction time. What do you got?
I don't have a blowout, but I do have a reasonably comfortable win. I think the Patriots are going to be tested in this game. I think the secondary will get a little bit of a test, but in the end, I just don't have any faith in that Giants defense to slow you down. 34-24, Patriots.
I'm with right close to you there. I like a lot of points in this game. I'll say 34-27, Patriots. Is that far enough away for us?
I'll take that.
That sounds close to me, Steve.
As long as they improve to 9-0,
right,
I'm
Steve.
With you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Great job as usual. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Greaves and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.